It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kanye West says he used the wrong word when he said he wanted to abolish the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery. He says there's a better way to change our Constitution.
I misspoke by saying abolish. Amend is the right language. And what's awesome, I don't say dope because it's there's power in words. So lovely. What's beautiful about our Constitution is we can amend it, right? So in 1865, the 13th Amendment stated that no man is destined to slavery or involuntary servitude unless convicted of a crime. This translates to, in order to make a freed man a slave, all you have to do is convict them of a crime.
Wow, who would have known Kanye West is a, you know, historian?
I actually, at first I was like, what an absolutely idiotic thing to say when he first said this. But him explaining it now, I'm like, okay, he's actually 100% right, and I totally agree with him. He also says that he has been in contact with Colin Kaepernick to bring him to the White House to meet with President Trump.
That will not happen. I bet you a lunch that will not happen right there.
I've been calling Colin this morning, reaching him so I can bring Colin to the White House, and we can remove that sons of bitches statement, and we can be on the same page.
Kim Kardashian is embarrassed by husband Kanye West's rants, but apparently still supports him. The rapper went on a pro-President Trump rant while he appeared on Saturday Night Live over the weekend, of course. Sources say having all this backlash against Kanye is embarrassing for her and her family, allegedly, but she won't admit it. Allegedly, she supports her husband through and through and truly does think her husband is entitled to his own opinion. Speaking of Saturday Night Live, Pete Davidson was on SNL and had some jokes about his engagement with Ariana Grande. He ended up getting blasted online for saying, "Last night I switched her birth control to Tic Tacs. I believe in us and all, but I just want to make sure that she can't go anywhere." Well, people are going on social media saying that joke was controversial and insulting towards women who take birth control pills. Give me a break.
It's a joke. And by the way, women do that sometimes where they quit taking their birth control just to get pregnant to keep him.
Yeah.
The other way around.
One woman wrote on Twitter, "Generally, I thought that Pete Davidson was funny, but until birth control sabotage stops being a common form of abuse in a way abusers trap women in dangerous relationships, I'm not going to laugh at that joke. Hashtag SNL premiere." Another woman said that the joke went too far and touched on an issue some unfortunately deal with in their own relationships. Some people posted that they thought people were being too sensitive about the subject. One fan wrote, "He's clearly joking. So many people get triggered easily these days. Also, things that are offensive to you might be funny to others, so take a chill pill or a tic-tac.
Live the Web Girl, what do you think?
It is Saturday Night Live, a comedy sketch show. He's freaking kidding. He's a comedian. You cannot be serious. That's annoying.
I agree. Mariah Carey's new song, GTFO. Remember that?
How about you?
Yeah. Well, it bombed.
What?
The song was released on September 13th, and in the span of 3 days, not a single person bought it. And this comes after reports the Butterfly singer is having trouble selling tickets to her final performances for a Las Vegas residency.
No, this can't be right. There must be a program. You're telling me that that bop right there.
No one bought it.
Yep. Nobody?
No one. Not a single person.
In a fan club?
No one.
Oh, wow. Poor Mariah Carey.